Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy, creamy, sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, I got some wild animals in here.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is
Doug
Loves Movies.
I knew you would nail it. Coming to you for the first time ever from hereafter at the Crocodile Rock Club in Seattle, Washington. It's great to be back in Seattle. I had tossed salad and scrambled eggs for breakfast. Today, it's Sunday, July 9th, 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, a wonderful life as we know it could happen to you, only live twice. And it's time for Doug Plugs!
Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs!
Settle down. Doug Loves Movies is coming to the WDVE Comedy Festival in Pittsburgh on Saturday, July 15th at 4:20. And we're coming back to San Diego for Comic-Con on Wednesday, July 19th at the American Comedy Company. And if you're listening to this on Monday, the day after we tape it, July 10th, come see me do stand-up tonight at the Punchline in Sacramento. For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah! What is...
Shh!
What a goddamn cult I've created. And it's worth, I can't use it for anything, really. Can't have everybody show up somewhere and just chant that. That doesn't lead to any societal change. All right, let's get today's guests out here. Are you ready? Are you ready to welcome them? We got two old favorites and one new one. Give it up for Ken Jennings, Monica Nevy, and Jeff Tate. I am disgusted with you.
You couldn't even wait till he like wins a point or something. Or when I introduce him individually. It gives my other guests a complex when you're already so on somebody. It's like, these two live around here. This isn't an away game for them.
Yeah. Did Jeff drive all of you in today from out of town? A series of drifters he found along the freeway.
Jeff goes around with a bus picking people up.
That's his fan base, yeah, drifters.
He drives a bus around until it's full, and then he brings them here. It's kind of like what governor in Texas does.
Oh, wait a minute! We all agree that's horrible. Don't worry about
Welcome
it.
Welcome to Seattle. Don't We're going to find all of you jobs. Don't worry. Your new life will be amazing here.
Yeah, I only pick up drifters that know how to code.
Oh, man. Let's meet them individually and alphabetically by first name. Everyone's going, wait, so where am I? Where do I fall in this lineup? Give it up, everybody. He's not the one from Queensryche. Sorry, Queen City. It's Jeff Tate! See, that's a proper place for it.
I think it fits anywhere.
Do you like to throw this recording of this happening on when you're in the bedroom?
Yeah.
By yourself?
And you only need like that 5 seconds. And then...
Oh. Take. Oh!
I play it when I'm done. I don't play it when I start.
He's just laying back smoking a cigarette to the sounds of tape.
Yeah, it's very dangerous and cool.
Well, thank you for being here, dude. Also joining us today, you know him from being the host of Jeopardy. Ken Jennings, everybody!
That's nice, but I'm still gonna play the Tate one when I'm at home.
And now Monica's sitting over here with her three-syllable name.
I was like
an unchantable name.
Monica!
Monica!
That's better for you to play when you're jerking off. It's got a better rhythm to it.
I think we're about to have a competition where the audience weirdly roots for everybody.
For all the teams.
I just hope we have a good time, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just have some fun.
That's the important thing. Because
then we'd all be winners, you know?
Let's leave it all out on the field. She is.
Oh, we're still doing this.
Yeah.
You want me to skip it?
No. I forgot we didn't introduce me. Okay, yeah.
Here we go. She's the Pacific Northwest comedy phenom. It's Monica Nevy.
Monica. Yes. Monica. I think I won already. That was great. Thank you.
Somehow the three-syllable one is more like a political convention, right?
Yeah.
Is it more intimidating?
4 more years. Yeah. 4 more years.
More intimidating.
I just can't wait to hear somebody say to me, I stopped listening to DLM around the time of all that chanting. It was a little too chanty for my taste. There's so many more interesting places I like to go and chant.
Gotta save them up.
Yeah. You know, you want to chant where it's least expected. Monica, 2 podcasts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, one I don't really like.
Okay.
That's like your side podcast that you don't give the proper respect to.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
It's just there when you really need it.
Yeah.
What are your podcasts called?
One is called Dumb Pitches. With a P. It's I interview successful people about their worst ideas.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
It's fun.
That's very cute. I'd love to.
The other one's called Hug Life. You know, it's positive. It's a good time.
And it's that's the one you don't like as
he
much?
He was infrequent as well, but yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, I like a part-time podcast. There's no reason to just keep, you know, churning them out.
Yeah.
Like I've done for 16 years.
Yeah. And what is that? Got you? They don't even chant your name.
You know, just have one. A couple of people did. Just have one. Hey, don't worry, I got a taste. I got a taste of that sweet, sweet fan juice. My gas tank is full of fan juice. All right. Before we play our games today, I have a segment that I've been doing. Jeff has participated in a few times. It's just to have a little chat about recommending some movies. It's called Recommendation Nation, and the premise is that I will give the three of you a category, and I'd like each one of you to just recommend one movie that fits in there, or you think fits in there. A lot of people really like to stretch the categories as far as possible. I do not know how Carlito's Way could be considered a prison movie. But nonetheless... I'm excited about this one. I think this is a good one that I came up with for today because in honor of Ken being here, I would like to do movies in which the main character is in jeopardy. Now, don't twist, not on Jeopardy, like White Men Can't Jump.
Oh.
It's got to be they're in jeopardy for some reason. And then I do have a sidebar question for Ken. Do you know, have you popped up in any movies yet? Has clips of you hosting Jeopardy been in a film or TV show?
I think a documentary, but now I can't remember what it is.
A documentary about you hosting Jeopardy?
No, a documentary about something random, and it's like, you know, here's to establish that it's 2022. It's probably about COVID or something. I don't know. But I don't have the Alex Trebek, filmography.
Right, and yes. That's my next question is, how many movies do you think Alex and Jeopardy are in, well, other than White Man?
You know, sometimes it's actual just... it's show footage, like on the TV in Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I know somebody who was in the game on Groundhog Day. She was one of the players, and that's very exciting to her that she's basically an actor in Groundhog Day. Because
that's
she's
really next
right
level to get
Bill
both
Murray.
Of those things in one, to be in a Bill Murray movie and on Jeopardy in one move.
Alex was always a little salty that they shot footage of him for The Bucket List. One of the old people in The Bucket List wanted to be on Jeopardy. And then this got cut out during reshoots, and the world never got to see Morgan Freeman, let's say. Who knows?
That was going to be my recommendation.
Don't put that into people's heads that just because they're dying, they can get on Jeopardy. You know what I mean? If that's not a bucket list request. Bucket list is I want to pass the bar exam.
It's not Ellen.
you can't give every Make-A-Wish kid a driver's license, you know? It's just a bad idea.
I want to drive and be on Jeopardy.
That's where self-driving cars are going to come in handy, is they can pretend to give those kids driver's licenses. Throw them in a self-driving car with a wheel that doesn't do anything but moves. Because kids, they love that. They love going like this. For the listeners, I did something dirty. All right. So Jeopardy has been on in a lot of movies. But for our purposes today, we're looking for a movie where the main character's in jeopardy. Jeff? I know you really think about these things.
White Man Can't Jump was my answer.
What's that?
White Man Can't Jump was my answer.
I know, because you're clever like that, but I cut you off.
Yes, you really... So I'm going to say Double Jeopardy.
twice as good as my answer. That's amazing. Yeah.
That movie's crazy. What is that? That's a Judd, right?
Yeah. Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd, yeah.
One of them.
Ashley Judd, but the scores are doubled through the whole movie in Double Jeopardy. Yeah. Who, Tommy Lee Jones, perhaps?
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones, maybe a Bruce Greenwood.
Yeah.
It's a solid movie. It's a real good... It's like, you just watch it and you're like, this is how I'll murder somebody. Hope they fake their death first, and then I can do it for free.
Spoilers!
Whatever, it came out 20 years ago.
I think it was a big hit at the time. Like, I think it spawned a lot of more movies with not only her, but just the, you know, just more like... you know, people getting accused of murder wrongly or whatever the fuck happens to her in that movie.
Yeah.
Twice.
You know, yeah. Morgan Freeman started, you know, doing those Alex Cross movies and stuff, I think, around that time. But that's a good job, Jeff. You came up with a movie that has Jeopardy in the title. I don't, trying to think if there are others. I don't think there are, but let's go to Ken.
I just saw this on a plane, and I feel like maybe it wasn't well reviewed, but did anybody see that? I think it's called Willem Dafoe Gets Stuck in a Penthouse. You know this movie?
It's called
Inside.
Inside, yeah.
Inside.
Oh, I thought that was the title.
I don't want to give anything away, but Willem Dafoe really gets stuck in a penthouse. It's like almost a one-man thing. There's really no dialogue except him kind of talking and cackling to himself. And that's just a genre of movie I like, where somebody's just doing something for an hour, and you're like, what's this guy doing? Like, it's in that other movie, like, I think it's called Robert Redford's Yacht Sinks. And the one
it's
where...
It's interesting that the all-time Jeopardy champion is so terrible with these titles.
Like, or a big chunk of Chinatown is like this. You're just watching Jack Nicholson kind of open drawers and stuff, and you're like, what's this guy up to? Boy. Somebody stealing the water, I guess? I don't know.
I know, I've seen it a lot. I think it might steal the water. I don't really know what happens in that movie.
I'll just always have a place in my heart for Chinatown, because it taught me if you're going to tear a page out of a book in a library to just make a loud sneeze when you do it.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's a good detective.
That works everywhere you want to tear a page out of a book. You can do it at church, at the store. Anytime you want to rip something out of a book, just fake sneeze.
I just do it at home, just in case, you know?
I just acted it out. It was also very dirty.
My brother's here today, and that's his move in a theater. If he sneaks in a soda, he'll like fake cough or sneeze while he clicks open the can. And he's here today. He's walking the streets, never been caught.
Well, it's until Has today, brother, maybe.
No one's told your brother about those twist-off bottles? Or is he just constantly sneaking in Guinness?
Yeah.
That's his deal.
Hey, listen, there's only the one great way to drink a Pabst Blue Ribbon, and that's the can that's loud.
Out of your jacket at a movie theater.
Yeah. All right, so I'm excited about this movie Inside, because I heard they've already greenlighted the sequel Out. And he plays a guy that's just outside for the entire movie. And it's not a bad life.
Isn't that most Willem Dafoe movies?
Yeah.
He's out walking around doing stuff.
Oh, that one movie he did. He did a movie called The Hunter, where it's 2 hours of watching him make intricate traps to catch, like, you know, rabbits and shit out in the forest.
Outside.
And it's like, I'm impressed that he could, you know, you watch him physically make these things, but it's like, Willem, come on.
I read that he
Something
didn't even
more
know that was a movie.
What?
I read he didn't even know that was a movie.
It was just him just outside.
In his yard.
That's making traps for rabbits. That's what movie he's up too. To.
They just locked him in a penthouse and they're like, let's see what he does.
It's like the premise of Bowfinger, but with Willem Dafoe. He's like, go do something.
It was shot entirely on security cameras that are also IMAX by, what's his name? No, Christopher Nolan. All right, Monica, if you had some time to think it over, what's a movie where somebody's in jeopardy?
It's not good. I just watched The Outlaws. It's a new film. Oh, you watched it? Okay, good. You have bad taste as well.
That's where, it's on Netflix.
Pierce Brosnan and Ellen Barkin are, like, their daughter's going to get married to Adam Devine, but they're... bank robbers and...
And Adam Devine runs a bank. But here's the weird part.
That's a classic Romeo and Juliet scenario.
They trick him into giving the code, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, just
but they're
he's
lifelong
drunk.
Bank robbers in this movie. What? How did they do it every other time? They, the one time they have a guy will just tell them the code,
yeah.
But they can't possibly have that kind of access normally.
I will say that part in every heist that's in the film is... It's pretty easy to get in those vaults, and it's always by like, oh, we just like talked to them for a bit, and yeah. Then they opened it for us.
They're real smooth operators, but I saw it, and okay. It, you know, it's definitely got a kind of formulaic thing going on there. But some of the scenes where Adam Devine, like, he knows they're burglars, but like, you know, he's just sitting there squirming all the time, and so some of it, really, you know, really made me laugh.
And it was far more. I thought it was going to be more of like a rom-com. Type of thing. There's a lot of getting shot in the head.
Actual shot in the face.
Yes,
yeah.
Like, a lot.
And it's like one of those comedies that wants you to like be like, okay, but this is a serious situation. They could get their faces shot off while we're laughing at what's happening.
Yeah, there's towards the end, there's like he accidentally shoots one of them and the like a machine gun goes like this and just kills all the bad guys and misses the girl, like, but shoots everyone else in the head, and then just it's
yeah,
yeah.
Check it
so
out.
I do recommend that.
Yeah,
I think it sounds great.
Yeah. Well, those are movies where people are. He's definitely in jeopardy throughout that movie.
Yeah,
so you really the timing was perfect that premiered on Netflix a couple days ago,
and watched it.
You watch everything as soon as it shows up there. Because if not that, the rest, like the top 10 on Netflix is always like 8 movies that have been out for 30 years.
Yeah.
And then they're 2 new things, mm-hmm. you know, that they have. It's so funny. Okay. Thank you for those recommendations. Now we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! So during the break, I shared the prize box with everybody, showed it off, and it's got, you know, some fun things in there for the movie Asteroid City, and then I also threw in a shirt from Eighth Brother and a pipe from Peacemaker, and we picked name tags, and Jeff is going to be playing for Gone in 60 Sarahs. And just to let me make note of the fact that there was a lot of snacks attached to that name tag. And then Ken is playing for Bree and John Malkovich, which is a play on being John Malkovich. And,
oh, I just got it.
You still want to pick them?
I just thought just saying it with, you know, without seeing the visual, the listeners would be like, that's someone just wrote Bree and John Malkovich on a
thing. They brought their wedding invitation.
Yeah. We are the Malkoviches. And then, who did you pick, Monica? You picked, Jacques Brown. Which is what I will call that film henceforth.
Yeah.
All right, so the first game we're going to play today, and I don't know if this makes people more or less excited when I tell you that I've prepared 4 games today.
Okay, so you're a little disappointed. I hear you. Okay, so this first game we're going to play is called, and this is a kind of a throwback. We haven't played this one in a second. It's only for, like, really good players and Monica. This is... This is a game called Purple Rain Man. I think that you call this game, when it's a category on Jeopardy, I think it's called Movie Mashup. So it's...
Before and after, we often say.
Or before and after, too, yeah. And there's going to be two movies that with one long title, where there's a joining, you know, word in the middle. And I'm going to say, in order of the two titles, the third billed people in each movie. And then Jeff will figure out the answer and say it. But if he doesn't, then I'll go on to the second billed people and the first billed people. Just guess as often as you like. Everybody that's on stage, please don't help him out from the audience, because there's only one answer. And the person who gets it wins. Just this one game. All right, so here we go. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Third build in this movie mashup title that I have created are Ki-Hui Kwan and Margot Robbie. Jeff?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's correct. What if I only pick games that Jeff is really good at? I wouldn't do that to my other guests, but I had a feeling this one would be in his wheelhouse. Of course, second build were Stephanie Hsu and Brad Pitt. And then top billed would be Michelle Yeoh and Leonardo DiCaprio. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. But the book goes Once Upon a Time in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Like Quentin Tarantino doesn't know the title of his own thing.
What an auteur, what a master. Like,
yeah.
Like knowing to move that to ellipsis.
That would make
two letters to the right.
Let's see what kind of douchebags notice. And I did. All right. So congratulations, Jeff, on winning that first game. Of course, it just means you get to go first in our next game. So, Ken, you had a category on Jeopardy recently called IMDb.
Okay.
And, I don't expect
she
you
do
to...
That?
Was Mime hosting?
Remember,
I don't remember this.
She might have been. Might have been, yeah. So, if Mime's hosting, you don't... You don't pay attention. You don't know as much about what's up because you don't have to host. Obviously.
I would say I don't remember even when I'm hosting, much less.
Right. There's a chance you wouldn't remember.
Even less so if Mayim Bialik's host.
But I just was excited.
Would you guys know what was happening at your job if Mayim Bialik showed up for the day and did it? No. You'd have no idea, right? Perfectly normal.
Yeah, I'd be like, she's got this.
You'd just be like, what's with all these...
Sunflower hats.
I couldn't think of the first part. I was so ready. I was like, what's with all these textbooks and cats? Is Mayim Bialik here? All right. So anyway, so here's how this game's going to work. They did a category on Jeopardy when apparently Ken wasn't there. And it was, one of the categories was IMDb, and I got so excited because IMDb, and I've been saying that expression, like I've been driving it into the ground for years, and you know, I was like, oh, Ken, you put my thing on the show, but of course not. So, it's still an exciting category nonetheless because I've turned it into my own game called IMDb, and here's how it works. I'll say two motion pictures that will pretend are playing on a double bill. And there's one person that's in both of those titles. So I will share with Jeff two movie titles. He will guess or pass. If
he doesn't get it, then we'll move over to Ken. And if he doesn't get it, then we go to Monica. And if nobody gets it, we move on to the next thing. Kind of Jeopardy style, like when they don't get an answer right, everyone just stands there sadly for a second and
beep, beep.
Tries to get back into it. Also, Ken, I got to say, I really enjoy the way you quickly work in encouraging comments to people like who's in third. Like who's in the hole, you'll be like, now you're going to get out of the hole. And then they, you know, they try.
Really rooting for them.
Yeah, I'm kind of a motivational speaker as well as a...
You got to get it in fast, though.
Not a lot of time on that show.
No.
I mean, the thing about Alex Trebek, God rest his soul, greatest quiz show host of our era, also really didn't care that much about the contestants. You know, kind of the beauty of that show is his kind of a general disinterest for how anyone in particular is doing. And I would say I'm a little bit different because I've stood where they're standing and I realize what an intense experience that is for those contestants. And I feel for them when things are not going their way. You know, you watch the show your whole life and then you're on it and you're like, oh, this is surreal. This is like in a movie, this is going way wrong.
Yeah.
And I've been there.
Yeah, you did it a couple times.
I have. Against human and computer life.
So let's get this on the record, though. You really are you think you're just going to never get, you know, play in a game again?
Oh, yeah. On Jeopardy?
Yeah.
No, I'm retired.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're officially done.
Like
I'm a full-time Doug Loves Movies contestant now. This is my World Series if I always lose to Jeff Tate in the World Series.
I've never beaten you.
Jeff doesn't think he's ever beaten you.
We probably lost to somebody.
To Sam Levine, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Fucking Sam Levine.
Fucking
what is Sam Levine?
Many have asked.
Okay, so... So I'll name the two movies, and like I said, Jeff's going to go ahead and either take a guess or just say, I don't know, Doug, and then we'll move down the line and see if you can name it. So it's a person in both of these movies. Initials are DB. Jeff.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Did I just sort of slip that in at the end there?
Yeah, like, I don't think we heard that part before,
yeah,
but okay.
I'm glad I got all of that in. Because that is an important piece of the...
You didn't hear that, right? Did you?
I mean, okay, I guess good. You would have been at a level playing field because you all didn't hear me
didn't
say
know.
It.
We're just guessing.
But yeah, they're all the answers are DB because it's called IMDb. Okay, here we go. Jeff. Double bill might not fit on a marquee, but here we go. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, and The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Do you give up?
Yeah.
Ken? These are tough. Ken?
I don't have it.
Nobody's going to get it. Monica?
I can't even think of
anybody. Wait a second. Why isn't anybody just saying somebody whose initials are DB?
I know. You
just off the off chance.
David Bowie.
Wait, what? No. I just got excited because those are his initials, DB.
David.
Yeah, it is a David. The person who appears in both of those films is master thespian David Beckham.
Honey, let's go to a David Beckham movie tonight.
The third movie he was in, I couldn't say because it's bending like Beckham.
I still wouldn't have got it.
Yeah. What DBs were in Bending Like Beckham? I can't think of any. Okay, here's the next one, Jeff. You ready?
Yeah.
Altered States and Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World 2. DB, Wayne's World 2, Dave Brave.
I swear to God, if the answer was Dave Brave, that would be a miracle. Ken?
I don't think it's right. David Bowie. I think I'd remember him in Wayne's World too.
Monica.
Okay. Debbie Burns.
No, no. You, unfortunately,
not Deb wasn't in that.
Deb Burns. I think she was in Wayne's World 2, but she wasn't in. The way that this is accomplished, being in Altered States and Wayne's World 2, is the first one you do as very young little girl, and then later, as more of an adult, you appear in Wayne's World 2, and you do that because you are Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh,
I thought it would be a lady.
I thought it was Dim Basinger.
I thought you laughed so hard at that before anybody else could. It was really...
Dim Basinger, isn't she married to Smart Garfunkel?
They're a perfect couple.
He does all the math in the relationship.
Okay.
Nobody's on the board, but it could happen.
Damn.
It could happen. Jeff, this double bill is Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me and The Prestige.
David Bowie.
That is correct.
I straight up just said a name because it had just been said. I thought it would get a laugh. I didn't know it was going to be right.
No, he's in it because he, you know, of course, in that movie, he plays the inventor of the Tesla.
All right.
He got hair plugs just to play Elon Musk.
All right, Ken, this one starts with you.
David Bowie.
That strategy has run its course.
That would be funny if I just put two more David Bowie.
Man who fell to earth.
A labyrinth and the man who fell to earth.
I'm sad that David Bowie's gone, but at least Tilda Swinton's around to play all of his roles. Okay, here we go. This is on Ken. Lulu on the Bridge and True Stories.
Lulu on the Bridge, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's David Byrne.
That's correct.
Yay! I can't think of anybody in True Stories except David Byrne. Oh, right.
Well done. How you pulled that? Because you remember David Byrne's in that movie, True Stories.
Yeah, didn't he like write it and do
he's
the
like
score?
The narrator character in it, I think.
What is Lulu on the Bridge?
I do not know, but I. It's apparently David Byrne shows up for you know, he probably just has a cameo or something in it.
He's a guy with a big suit walks by the bridge. Lulu's like, "Wow, it's a big suit."
I guess I'll stay on the bridge.
That's just you.
Oh, same as it ever was.
Yeah.
Same as it ever was. All right, so unfortunately, Monica, we've got a tie between these two smarty pants over there. So we're going to settle this tie, but you're not out of this by a long shot because we still got two more games to play. But Jeff, if you answer this correctly, you break the tie and you win the game. If you miss it, then Ken can answer it if he wants to, but I'm going to say he wins either way. Just because of how disappointed I'll be in you, Jeff, if you don't get this.
No. You got to go first because you sat in that seat, basically. Is that right?
It's probably David Bowie.
You won the tiebreaker. You
won the first game.
Alphabetical by first name is how it started, but then like things changed throughout the course of the show because I switched the order around and stuff.
It's also arbitrary. It's not all rigid and perfect like some game shows.
Revealed to Merv Griffin in a dream by God in 1964.
Is that true? They came up with Jeopardy the same way they came up with the Mormon Church?
Yeah. Merv Griffin was doing mushrooms in the early 60s.
He
in the woods and found a box and put on the underpants and made up Jeopardy.
I thought that was Willem Dafoe.
Well, he was there.
He was there.
Okay, Jeff, here it comes. This is a director double bill, DB. Oh, okay. Trainspotting and T2 Trainspotting.
Danny Boyle.
That is correct. Somebody had to win. We had to settle that somehow. But as always, it just means that Jeff gets to go first in this next game. And then Monica will be second, and then Ken. And we'll play that very exciting game right after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! We got two more games to play, and of course, culminating with the big one that'll determine who gets the Asteroid City box today. This game I'd like to play now is a new one, and it's called Will or Wilson. Some people can't keep Will Arnett and Patrick Wilson apart, but they are definitely two different people. Both have wildly different approaches to their careers, I would say, but just because they're both losing their hair a little bit and they're tall, I guess people are just like, I don't know. So, that being said, I'm going to say a line from a motion picture, and then your job is to determine if that line was said by in a movie by Will Arnett or by Patrick Wilson, or neither. Yeah.
Really. So, Ken's not happy about the neither part.
Just got serious.
So someone's going to get a point on every one of these. It's not going to be like the last thing, because Jeff is going to go first. If he misses, then Monica gets a shot. And if she misses on the first one, Ken will get the gimme point, because he'll, you know, obviously know the answer at that point. And each time somebody gets a point, the next person in line is up first on the next round. All right, Jeff.
Yes.
Oh, this is just like that last game. I'm throwing in a really important piece of information at the last minute. Like, oh, and by the way, I answer it in the form of a question. No, you know what I mean? It's like if you told the contestants about that at the very last second.
Many of them have seen the show before, Doug. Like that.
I mean, that's one of the things I've always loved about Jeopardy, is there's the least amount of explaining how the game works. It's either figure it out from your couch or get the fuck out of here.
Sink or swim.
Other game show, they go through all the beats every time and explain how, you know, every single thing works, and Jeopardy just cooks. All right, here we go. The twist here is that I'm not going to sound like Patrick Wilson or Will Arnett. I'm going to sound like one of my favorite cartoon characters. And just to throw you off the scent, we got a phone call. You all right? Is it an emergency? I don't mind you taking it if it's an emergency.
Okay. Wait, it was your phone?
Because this lady has looked under her chair.
How do you know, freaked sir? Out.
I was talking to her. He's like, no, we're good.
Yeah, you know, he's like, it's her birth
control. Let me just check with everybody. Is anybody getting a call right now? Does anybody need to take a call?
She's like an EMT nurse, and you're like, eh, it doesn't matter.
It's fine. We're good.
That's fine.
The kids are in the car. It's fine.
Okay, Jeff, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, what was this said by Will Arnett or Patrick Wilson or neither?
Destiny is something we've invented because we're...
It's hard to do long sentences with that voice.
Destiny is something we've invented because we can't stand the fact that everything that happens is accidental.
Jeff, do you think that was said by Will Arnett or Patrick Wilson or neither?
I think it was said by Patrick Wilson.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that would be incorrect. Sorry, Jeff. Nice try. So, Monica, that leaves you with what are your options?
Will Arnett or neither, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with Will Arnett.
You're going to go with Will Arnett? That's incorrect as well.
You started with neither, right? Doug. What kind of diabolical brain?
Came out with a goddamn neither.
Starts with neither.
Like a maniac. So Ken got the, did you say it? You said neither, yeah.
Flat-diclimatic.
You said it a few times.
I'll say neither, Doug.
Yeah, okay. It's official.
Edit out
locked in is official answer.
Final answer.
Is neither. And that was said by Meg Ryan in Sleepless in Seattle.
It was the voice that threw me off, I guess.
Yeah. The voice really ruins it. All right. Jeff, are you ready for the next round?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I hope this is a shorter one. It isn't.
You say things like that and make it impossible for me to hate you. You say things like that and make it impossible for me to hate you.
Oh, that's Patrick Wilson.
Incorrect.
Is it me? Who's this? Is it my turn?
Yeah, Monica.
I'm going to say neither.
I like
that. Wait, you think that I'm going with two neithers right out of the gate?
Yeah, they do, too.
They do, too.
Yeah.
They like to help out whenever they get the chance. And neither is correct!
She's on the board. Here we go. All right, I'm going to go home now.
Oh, you just peaked.
I did, yeah.
That line was Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally.
It sounded like Main Room, and that's what I thought.
All right, so Ken, you're up first on this next one.
Yeah, and I know every Meg Ryan line in Proof of Life, so... Look out.
But weirdly, you don't know any of Russell Crowe's lines.
I was running lines with him. I didn't have to know his lines.
He read for the Meg Ryan part. He was Meg Ryan's understudy.
They went. They said they were going a different way.
Movies should have understudies. They don't have to shut down. Just like when you're watching the movie, somebody different might be
in
a couple of scenes.
Like the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Willem Dafoe? Why is James Spader in the penthouse? What's he doing there?
As long as he's in the penthouse.
Wait, what happened to Willem Dafoe? Is he outside?
Yeah. He's on the bridge.
With Lulu?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's up first? Ken.
It's me.
Okay, Ken.
I'm not the one still wearing a mask.
Well, I guess there's two movies it could be, or neither.
Right?
I'm gonna...
What?
Well, I'm gonna say...
In the footsteps of Jeff Taylor, I'm going to say Patrick Wilson.
You're going Wilson?
Yeah.
Interesting. That is correct.
So Watchmen?
Yeah, that was him in Watchmen. The you know, the, not the series version, the movie, the Zack Snyder movie. Okay, so Ken is really running away with this one, but let's see if you know, let's see if somebody else.
One point.
Can. Yeah. Monica just needs 1 point. She's in business, but we're starting with Jeff on this one. Ready, Jeff?
Yes.
I saw Jennifer as the featured dancer at a nudie club called the Beaver Tree.
The Beaver Tree. Oof. What do you think of that?
I mean, that also sounds like Meg Ryan. I'm gonna say Will Arnett.
You're going Will Arnett with this one?
Confident.
Okay. Incorrect. Monica, this is your chance. Get on the board. Is it Patrick Wilson or neither? Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
I saw Jennifer as a featured dancer at a nudie club called the Beaver Tree.
Now I'm still like Kermit.
Wait, that why was... are there so many trees full of beavers?
Oh my God, I 100% thought it was Kermit the whole time. Is
that... It was Marvin the Martian.
Yay!
That didn't help at all.
Oh, we're reading it again? Okay, so you just have to choose between Wilson or neither. You could tie it up with this one.
Oh, yeah, Wilson.
Wilson.
That is correct.
Two.
Patrick Wilson said that in a movie called Barry Monday, and ignore the dumb title because it's I think it's a really funny movie, and he's really goofy in it, which he usually doesn't get to play in Watchmen and other things he's in.
That's
that I can't mention because the game is going to continue. We have, sorry Jeff, but we have a tie between Ken and Monica, and since Monica, what?
Yeah,
she just tied it up. So
yeah,
two to two.
Thank you.
And so you get to go first on this one. Same deal as the last game. If you get it right, you win the game. If you miss, let's have Ken see if he can pick up the point.
Who goes first? Monica does?
Monica, yeah.
I don't understand how the order is going, but it's fine.
You thought Jeopardy was fixed.
I apologize. Did you just get that point just now to tie it up?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then it does start with Ken. All right, so this is Ken, but if he misses it, Monica, you can.
I feel like in this game you'd actually want to go second. So.
I know. I didn't mean to do that.
I think so, maybe.
I didn't
maybe.
Understand how we were switching before. It's my fault. Yeah. It's fine.
Well, you certainly don't want to go first. I can tell you that. You also want to know who both those people are.
I'll be honest, I do not.
Well, let's learn more about one of them or neither. Ken, you win this game if you get this one.
Maybe I'll pick up a box of dong bags so we can knock boots later. Maybe I'll pick up a box of dong bags so we can knock boots later.
Did dong bags ever catch on?
Ooh, isn't that lovely?
You know, that does feel like it's an isolated use of that expression. Like it didn't catch on.
Could have been an answer for IMDb.
You know, but you know, Meg Ryan says some crazy shit sometimes.
Ha ha.
She said that to Goose in Top Gun.
It was the last thing she said to Nicolas Cage before she got on her bike in City of Angels.
And she said it before fucking Jim Morrison. All right, so.
It's gotta be You Got Mail, right? Director's cut of You Got Mail.
Yeah.
Director's cut.
Okay, Ken, what do you think it is? You think Will said it, or Wilson, or neither? Maybe I'll pick up a box of dong bags so we can not knock boots later.
I'll say...
Such pressure.
I'll say Will Arnett.
What? How... It couldn't be more Seattle than having somebody drive by playing Alice in Chains.
Oh, my mom's here to pick me up. Building. I gotta go.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's in the building.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Which one did you say?
Will Arnett.
Do you ever get distracted like that? Say the contestants. What? Wait. What did you say? I was thinking about.
I'm sorry. I was.
Somebody was playing Alice in Chains, possibly in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. Does this happen on Jeopardy?
That's so. A lot.
Just music from the other room.
You know what the grunge music means. Time for the grunge round.
Finally.
Did you ever watch Rock and Roll Jeopardy when that was a thing?
Yeah, I liked that show.
Yeah, what's...
who was it?
Sugar somebody, Ray Leonard?
Yeah, Sugar Ray, the guy from Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
No, it was Mark McGrath of God. Okay, so let me third time's a charm. What did you say?
Still going with Will Arnett. Still probably wrong.
Will Arnett is correct.
I was gonna say that.
Oh, that felt so good.
I bet.
Give that
I
mean,
I got this
bag.
Whole bottle on my head. Oh, for those listening at home, I just pissed myself. Thought I'd do a Bradley Cooper in a Star Is Born impression.
Ooh.
Okay, so Will Arnett said the dong bags thing in the movie.
Lego Batman.
Which is the only movie I can remember that he's in.
He said in Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays kind of an obnoxious character, as you could imagine. All right, so so congratulations to Ken Jennings. Took that one down. It's almost all over but the crying. I don't hope nobody cries, actually, but our final game today is what I like to call Super Last Person Standing. All right, so Monica, this is how this works. I think Jeff's played this a bunch of times, and Ken probably has too. We are going to get some names of some actors and actresses. I prefer actresses, but if a man in the audience is picked to pick a name, you have to name an actress. And if a woman is picked to pick a name, you can go ahead and do either, a man or a woman. And we'll see what happens with that. And the way I like to do... Oh, so we'll get the, I'll get three actress names, and then I play along on this one. We take turns naming movies that they were in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you do have a lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once for help. And then just whoever lasts the longest besides me, because I'm just playing for fun, is the winner. And the way we select those three names is we go to the people whose name tags were selected. So let's start with Gone in 60 Sarahs. Hi. What actor or actress would you like us to use in this game today?
Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage. Comes up a lot. It's a good one.
And then next up we have Bree Bree and John Malkovich. Do you, do two of you work one out together, or is this just going to cause a fight?
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, interesting. I heard about a movie he was in recently. John had probably forgotten about him until this show. Oh yeah, Pierce Brosnan, that was a thing. He's a thing. And then Jacque Brown, who would you like?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. I love
we
it.
Number three dudes.
That's crazy.
World's longest. Like the Seattle crowd full of good allies, and we get three actors.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing also, though. I did fuck up. I did say I was going to make a man choose a woman, but then it was Brian. It was Bree. I keep saying Brian. Bree and John back there making the decision together. But do the two of you have an actress we can use so we can just get an actress in?
So there
maybe Ellen Barkin.
They have to be in The Outlaws, 2023.
Do you have one? I can't believe I let people pick men at all, because this is exactly what happens, is they pick the biggest movie stars that are in 100 movies.
Penelope Cruz.
I love it.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
So are we doing that instead of Pierce Brosnan, or in addition to?
So it's...
You have to have all three of these people in it.
Each time it's your turn, you have to think of a movie that has one of... those three people in it. I mean, there may be some where two of them are in it, but I don't, just at first glance, I don't think there is.
Right. We're not doing Pierce Brosnan then.
He's out.
Penelope Cruz is in, Pierce is out. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't. You gotta have at least one lady in there. And Ken won that last game, so we start with Ken, and we'll reverse the order. So it's Ken, Monica, me, Jeff. And, what do you got, Ken?
Terminator.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Terminator?
The Terminator.
Would you ask for be more specific if they
we
said Terminator?
We don't, actually. The only time this comes up is when there's two works of the same name.
Right.
Like if it's The Invisible Man and somebody says Invisible Man, we don't take that's a different book.
Right.
Except for that, we're pretty forgiving on articles.
Yeah, that's where the Suicide Squad and Suicide Squad is a weird one.
Exactly.
There's two different.
Yeah.
All right. That'd be so funny. What is Suicide Squad? I'll be more specific. What is the Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
The host of Jeopardy. Why does he emphasize the host? Is it because in that moment, you're the host?
Yeah, I'm not actually the host.
At any given time.
So.
Right, but you're the host on that. The one you're watching, the one you're on.
I guess you mean how
that's
the
why he says it that way. He always says the host. Like it's very clear. Like, this is the host.
I guess, you know, and he's just doing it the way he did for Alex for 38 years.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, Alex always, you know, as you know, thought the game was the star of the show and didn't want to be called
the
star of the show.
Yeah, Art Fleming used to say, I was the star of Jeopardy, but Alex was a little more...
He was cooler about that.
He was a chill guy.
That part of it. Plus also, the announcer, Johnny, pronounced it Trebek.
Trebek,
yeah.
Why do Jeff...
And nobody says it that way.
Don Pardo lived to be like 110. Johnny Gilbert's pushing 100. Like, Jeopardy announcer is the job to have.
I think just being an announcer, like, your whole job is, hey, could you talk into a mic for like 2-3 minutes, at a stretch, and then just hang out and watch a game show all day? Does he enjoy Jeopardy? Does he like being there?
Yeah, Johnny actually usually watches remotely ever since the pandemic.
Okay, because he's got a studio in his house,
I'm sure.
If
you're in studio now, you don't hear Johnny. Somebody else reads the intro.
Oh, okay.
A little behind-the-scenes TV magic.
I was going to say a little ruining it for everybody, but there's two ways to look at it. okay, so I forgot everything we talked about earlier. But I think I said we're going to start with Ken, then go to Monica, then me, then Jeff.
I said The Terminator.
Oh, correct. So I didn't need to recap all that other shit. Okay, Monica?
Face Off.
Yes, that's a good one. Gone in 60 Sarahs. Jeff?
Con Air.
Yes.
The Rock.
Woo, woo, woo.
Zoolander 2.
I'll say it again. I say it every time. Should have called it two later.
okay. Should have called it off.
Should have called Vicky. Should have called Vicky Cristina Barcelona. My favorite of those three women is Barcelona, I have to say. Jeff?
Why was I startled by it being my turn?
Commando!
Oh, we don't need to hear about your underwear choices.
Oh, you're gonna.
Kid?
Nobody said Terminator 2 Judgment Day, right? Terminator 2 Judgment
Day. Nobody said it. That's correct. Monica?
The Family Man?
Oh.
Is it The Family Man?
Oh, okay. The Weatherman?
Are you mad at me? What's happening?
Amos and Andrew.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very early.
There's a goddamn pull right there. That's a good pull for him or Sam Jackson. That's wild. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Ken?
How about Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Kind of an Amos and Andrew for the late 90s.
Right.
Or early 2000s, actually.
A grungier Amos and Andrew, if you will.
Monica. That's how they pitched. Oh, sorry.
It's all right, Monica.
Is it The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Even if it wasn't.
Thank you for answering the form of a question.
I'd allow it.
Yeah. Does anyone ever ask it? It's still a question.
Yeah, we'll
is
take
it
that.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
We'll take that.
Okay.
I want to see a triple bill sometime of Family Man, Weatherman, and Matchstick Men.
True Lies.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's funny, people like cheering somebody on for thinking of the name of a Schwarzenegger movie. Yeah. Like, he's not in obscure movies.
No.
He's in Schwarzenegger
movies.
Maybe
they're clapping for the movie True Lies. Like,
yeah. Oh, memory. No, there is that, too. That does happen. People clap for the movies they like, which is, that's fun. Because those movies like to hear that.
James Cameron finally gets something for his ego. That's going to mean a lot to him, I think.
Whose turn is it?
It's me.
Okay.
Moonstruck.
Yeah, snap out of it.
Snake Eyes?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Vampire's Kiss!
Mandy.
There's always weirdos clapping for Mandy. Total psychopaths. The movie's fucking sick.
They turned down the industrial music in their earbuds just long enough to hear that answer. I'll say... I just lost what I was going to say. Renfield. He's in Renfield.
They come and go. Yeah, I worried I tipped that when I said the Vampire's Kiss thing.
I thought Jeff was going to say it.
Yeah. Monica? You're doing great.
Thank you. I'll be honest. That was more than I thought I was going to get. So, my mom's a Nicolas Cage fan. Real horn dog, my mother.
It's true. What's her favorite Nick Cage movie?
She won't let us watch it with her. I'm just kidding.
Kids, I need to be alone for this one.
It's mommy's Nicky time.
Oh, Nicholas.
Can I ask
yeah,
for help?
Yeah, you can go to your lifeline. Who's your lifeline again?
Jacquees.
What do you got for her?
8mm.
That's a dark
8mm.
One, too. Yeah. Okay. Excellent job. Kick ass. Is my answer.
Last Action Hero.
Eraser.
Oh, yeah, he throws an alligator at a guy in that movie.
Yeah! We're at the crocodile talking about Eraser.
He just shoots a crocodile with a gun and goes, "Your luggage."
When he could have said, "See you later, alligator."
Oh, I always wanted to do punch up on that movie that exists. Who's up?
Me, right?
Oh, yeah. It's back to you already? Holy shit.
Kindergarten Cop.
Yes! It is indeed not a tumor. This is JFK in Kindergarten Cop. It's not a tumor. All right.
Yeah, I don't think his head injury was a tumor. That's a good point.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, too soon?
What is it? Which one did you say?
Me?
Yeah.
Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, and you already used your lifeline the previous round.
I should bounce back.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. That doesn't usually happen. It's
exciting.
Thank
you. You are good at making people
good
feel.
Good job.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. That's good. Yeah.
No, that was really good.
This is such a positive and safe space. Thank you.
I just don't know, Monica, how you deal with the unbearable weight of massive talent. I bet your mom worked it hard to that one. That's a real Nick Cage jerk fest right there.
Lord of War.
Ooh. I was trying to think of that one. All I could do is Dogs of War. That's the wrong one. Ken?
I got two words for Monica's mom. Adaptation.
Oh, man. Talk about double jeopardy.
She's into... She's got some very specific adaptation fantasies, I think.
I shouldn't have said that. Trying to think of Penelope Cruz in a movie, and I can only think of my mom watching Nicolas Cage. It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling with that, you know?
It's tough. They're all in a lot of movies, but it just starts to, you know, jump out of your head. Yeah. You give in? Do you want to tap?
Yeah.
Give Monica a chance, everybody.
They're battling.
Okay, on this side. Row, row, row. Okay.
It's three syllables. You got to do it in a round.
Yeah. They were not in unison on that very much. Not very much in unison. Okay, so you're out. So it's back to me. Let's see. I'll go. Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Valley Girl. Jeff.
The Last Stand.
Schwarzenegger, yeah.
Just one person clapped.
Post governor Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, with Johnny Knoxville as his sidekick.
Batman and Robin. Right? Batman and Robin.
Yes.
When you were doing the catchphrases, I was like, oh, I know it.
Yes, good. Be cool.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Chill out.
Ice to meet you.
That's another one where they're all terrible. I came up with a really good one. He's got his ice gun, right? And he goes, would you like to be a stalactite? I thought you stalagmite.
Hey, Doug, we're having a good time here, but aren't those stone instead of ice?
What?
It would be icicle. It wouldn't be a stalactite.
Yeah, it's they're opposite, right?
Is that why they didn't let you? Is that why they didn't use that joke?
That's why they went like a. They're like, we've got some much more clever ones that we're gonna use. But yeah, it's yes. for the thing to work. You're right. It's not correct, Ken.
The one thing.
Such a buzzkill.
The one thing in Batman and Robin, the producers were like, this needs to be scientifically accurate. Much like the rest of the film.
It's on me? Oh, somebody's getting something, some sort of message. Oh, it's so...
We're good.
Okay, good.
It's fine. You're fine.
They got a great system here in Seattle. One person in the room's phone rings, somebody else says we're good.
We're good.
Everybody's got each other's backs.
Takes a village.
Such a friendly place. Such a friendly face for the human race. Okay, so it's my turn, and with, you know, the holidays are coming, so I'm gonna say Jingle All the Way.
Twins.
Say it.
Junior.
Yes.
There we go.
Comedy oeuvre of Arnold is now over, I think.
I knew you would. I thought you'd do that because I have total recall.
The Running Man.
Hey!
Color Out of Space for the Mandy guy.
Oh. Same director. Did you look up in the air today? I swear to God, today outside is a beautiful vanilla sky.
Aww. There's one. That's good.
Oh boy. Army of One.
Whoa.
Is it Nicolas Cage thing?
Yeah. I was going to say, holy shit. That's an obscure one.
Pretty funny.
For Nicky.
He's in. Ken. I'll do. Nobody said Leaving Las Vegas, right? Leaving
Mm-mm.
Las Vegas.
The one he won an Oscar for. didn't come up.
Dutiful applause.
You know, we're too busy sitting here trying to remember Captain Morelli's mandolin.
Raising Arizona.
Ooh. There you go.
That's a good one.
Wild at Heart.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
Ah, let's go.
Should have switched the order.
Trapped in Paradise.
Oh, right. That's an interesting one. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Nobody said...
I can't believe... It's my turn, right?
No.
Oh, no, it's yours. Sorry.
It was... nobody said City of Angels in this game, right? City of Angels.
No, it came up earlier.
It was another game, yeah. Okay.
Nobody mentioned it today so far. And, but one I can't believe I'm overlooking because I'm such a big fan of it. Pig.
End of Days.
Yeah. Really knocking out the Schwarzeneggers. There's so many. Is this gonna be it? Is Ken Jennings finally gonna lose?
No pressure on Jeff, his partner.
To Jeff Tate. Jeff's been working on this for years.
I'm gonna say...
He's been training. You've been off hosting some show. He's been training for this.
Some show.
I'll say Woman on Top with Penelope Cruz.
Ooh.
I'm breaking the glass.
That's
on
the
Penelope
full title?
Cruz.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's called
Woman on Top with Penelope Cruz.
It's a whole movie.
There's a different one with someone else.
All right. I'm gonna say Around the World in 80 Days.
Yeah.
Probably Schwarzenegger's smallest movie, one of his smallest movie roles. He's not in it. He's not in it much. Ken. Jeff.
The Sixth Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so similar those movies.
I just saw this Italian Penelope Cruz movie from last year called L'Immensità. L'Immensità. At this point, you're going to assume I'm just making
it up. There's a gentleman in the crowd.
Made it up.
Someone's called bullshit from the crowd, so
Now he gets to take your place.
This is how Jeopardy works, too. Yeah. That guy is now the host of Jeopardy. It's about a little, it's like a trans kid in 1960s Rome. It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's not clear why a Spanish actress is playing his mom. Yeah. I think at one point they're like, well, since I come from Spain, you know, I too am an outsider.
Right.
It's like one line fix.
Okay.
I should have made shit up.
Just make up movies. It's so easy.
Just to try.
That's really, you think that mandolin thing was real?
I've been like, it's a German film. I don't know.
All right, I'm ready. I just let them talk until I came up with one. Early Sean Penn, Nick Cage, Elizabeth McGovern three-hander called Racing with the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man,
that... Yeah, and I got another one that's even weirder.
Wind Talkers.
Yeah.
Back to you, Ken. Comes around fast.
I'll do Penelope Cruz in...
Woman on Bottom.
No, but it's like you're going to made up again. It's a Spanish movie called Belle Epoque. It won Best Foreign Film. It won Best Foreign Film in like 92.
Yeah, I know Belle Epoque. It's real. You're not making it up. It's true. It's very true.
So disappointed, though.
What else is also true is Nicolas Cage had about a minute and a half of screen time in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, I knew that one, though.
Yeah, Nicolas Coppola. Nicky Coppola.
Escape Plan.
Oh, nice.
I want to know what's happening in Jeff's head right now. It's just like...
Penelope Cruz. Penelope Cruz is the title role in Julieta. You guys like Pedro Almodovar?
Yeah.
Pedro, who likes Pedro. Campy Madrid film? I do.
Yes, The Expendables.
Yeah. How'd I forget that? I'm like going to Almodovar. I forgot The Expendables.
I know. I can't remember the names of the Almodovars, but she's been in quite a few of his, or several of his. Jeff?
Collateral Damage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All these. I thought we were out of those Arnold movies, but they just keep coming.
No, they just keep coming.
I feel like you're always like fussy about subtitles and stuff.
Yes, I am.
So like if I say if I say Terminator 3, you're not going to let me get away with it?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't think so.
Rise of the Machines.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
He knew it all along. He was just fucking with me. All right. I thought of another Nicolas Cage a second ago, and then I lost it already. So, shit. We got to wrap this thing up. So, I'm gonna tap. Jeff.
Conan the Barbarian.
I'm back in. That's what I thought of and didn't say.
Me too.
Let me play again. Ken?
Conan the Destroyer.
Oh. Jeff? Comes back fast. You can use your lifeline.
Conan the... wait. Hang on. The Long Goodbye.
Ooh.
Wait, what is that? The Long Goodbye?
Yeah, it's Schwarzenegger's first movie.
Oh, wow.
He's like a bodyguard.
Can we do like Pumping Iron? Can we do documentary?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Pumping Iron, good.
Hercules in New York.
Yes.
Let's go back to sunny Spain for... Broken Embraces. I'm pretty sure she's in Broken Embraces.
Terminator, yeah. Dark Fate.
Ooh, nice.
Just Predator? Did no one, how did no one say Predator? But they did.
Predator?
What Predator? Is Predator?
Terminator, right. Genesis.
Oh, you can't stop with those.
You've been saving those, haven't you?
Yeah, look at him go.
I want him to do the one that doesn't have Arnold in it.
I'm not going to do that.
He's not falling. He's not falling for your traps. Traps and tricks. Did you use your lifeline yet?
Oh, I didn't. I guess I could use a lifeline.
Might as well see what they got for you.
Yeah, let's throw it open to Bree and John.
Yeah, Bree and John, what do you got?
National
Treasure.
That's the one I was thinking of.
We haven't done any national treasures. That doesn't help me at all, though.
Yeah, it helps Jeff, I bet. Jeff?
Are there subtitles? I don't even know.
National Treasure Book of Secrets.
Yeah. And they only did the two.
So that's
done.
That didn't help me at all, Bree and John. Not yeah. Mitch.
No, that hurt him more than helped him.
Way to go, Jesus.
When you think about it. There's a Spanish movie called Jamon Jamon. It's like Penelope Cruz's debut. It's like a Bigas Luna movie.
That is real, yes.
All right.
Is the plot, I think, is that her boobs taste like ham. And this is...
I need lead with that.
In Spain, this is like the biggest... That's like the best thing you can imagine. It's like, what if your girlfriend tasted like Jamon Serrano?
That's great. I'd be all about that shit. Oh, fuck.
That lady's got real John Hamm boobs. Jeff?
Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage, silent performance. He doesn't say a word. I think he makes a grunt noise here and there.
I was hired to do punch-up on his dialogue.
This
is the easiest 10 minutes of my life.
You just punch him in the stomach and he goes, ugh. Okay, write it down. Is this it, Ken?
Yeah, this might be
this
it.
The end of the road?
Is he in?
Should be.
Is he
if you want him to be in it, he should be.
Could digitally add him?
Who?
I don't know.
Now you're just saying words? Was he in Fast? Was he in Chase?
Is he in
Motor? Now I'm trying to think of words that aren't in Arnold Schwarzenegger titles. It's a weird game. Salami.
I think we might go.
We're gonna
go
call
home.
It.
I think we get to go home.
Yeah! Jeff Tate did it. Congratulations to Gawn and 60 Sarahs. You want to come get your box? Come on down. Come on down and grab your box.
You did good.
And then what movies did
Are
we
you
miss?
Still trying to think of
what did we miss?
Congratulations.
I said Total Recall.
We all high five. Yeah.
Raw deal. Raw deal. Bringing out the dead. That's one of Nicolas Cage's favorite Nicolas Cage's movies.
That's a good movie.
What?
Bad Lieutenant 2.
Port of Orleans. Full title. Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe, I always thought maybe you see a picture of him in Kick-Ass 2. But.
Oh,
Pirates of the Caribbean, non-Golden Pond.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Her Majesty's Secret Service. What are we going on about? Let's, congratulations, Jeff. You took him down. Yeah. And, you know, Monica also came to play today, so this is a real
thank you.
Exciting one. But Jeff Tate,
Okay. Yeah, Jeff finally beat me too, so there you go.
Yeah, he finally
beat me.
took one whole matchup for him to beat you, but he finally got there. And Jeff, you get to go first with your plugs. What would you like to plug, dude?
I'm gonna be in Planet of the Tapes in Louisville on August 25th and 6th, or 4th and 5th of 24th and 5th, or 25th and 6th, whatever the Friday Saturday is of that week. Planet of the Tapes in Louisville, and I got a joke, all right? So, my friend James is 7 years old, and he told me a joke to tell at the show, okay? So, here it is. How do lobsters talk to their friends?
How do they?
On their shell phones.
James.
That was pretty sophisticated for a 7 year old. I bet you he's 8.
Why are you friends with a 7 year old? Is it like someone's child?
Because the kid's got jokes.
Yeah. He's an old soul.
There's a writer's strike now, Monica. You gotta get your punch ups where you can.
James is now writing every episode of House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
So a lot more lobsters than there were before.
So, Ken, how does this break down now? There's like 3 more weeks of original episodes of Jeopardy, or 1 week, or 2. How many weeks left?
Yeah, I've got 3 more weeks in the season. Then we go into hiatus, and then...
It's just like 6 weeks before you come back, or like September?
And there will be reruns all summer. The thing about Jeopardy is you can count on it. It's like the tides, it's like the wind... there will always be Jeopardy at like 7:30. Check local listings.
Some towns are crazy. They show at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I know. You go to some place like Chicago,
thinking?
I think.
Yeah.
And also Seattle is like a wheel then Jeopardy town, which is correct. But a lot of people live in, like, LA is a Jeopardy then wheel town, which is like, whoa. Yeah, New York and LA. It's like a bizarro universe. Like Doctor Strange is like, what have I done? You know?
Or you could look at it as like, you know, I just watched Jeopardy. I need to dial things down a little bit. Yeah. I need to spend a lot of time just watching something spin. You know, you don't have to think too much. But it's a great formula, those two shows back to back. How do you feel about the Pat Sajak retirement thing?
Well, they got Ryan Seacrest immediately. They must have had an envelope somewhere that was like, break glass in case of Pat leaving.
Yeah.
They were not going to do the Jeopardy thing and
they did not take it to the court of public opinion. They just said Ryan Seacrest's the host and Vanna's a little concerned about her paychecks. Because she didn't even get what Pat was making, so who knows what the disparity will continue to be. But I guess she's suing or something.
Honestly, it feels like she should get more than Pat. She does more work than Pat does.
She's getting her steps in.
Every time she has lines, they're far away. He's got them on cards right there in his hand. It is a different job altogether.
She is the nicest. She is the loveliest person. Totally unchanged by 40 years of weird fame, weird letter-turning fame.
Yeah, and just being like a reference, like just saying Vanna White, or I'll buy a vowel, Pat, and all that shit. Like, it's crazy. But what would do you have anything you'd like to promote besides that Jeopardy's coming back?
Yeah, I'm on with local musician John Roderick. I do a podcast called Omnibus. So if you have time for one non-Doug Benson or non-Monica podcast in your life, Omnibus, every week, Strange Corners of History and Culture. And my book just came out, my 13th book, 100 Places to See After You Die, a travel guide to the afterlife, came out a couple weeks ago. It's got lots of movie afterlives, you know, we got Beetlejuice and Field of Dreams.
Wait, Field of Dreams?
That was the afterlife? They were dead all along?
Did you just hear that? No.
Coco, Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. A lot of great afterlife movies. So, if you're a fan of pop culture afterlives, check out 100 Places to See After You Die from a indie bookstore or evil e-commerce site near you. We buy local in Seattle, right?
Yes. Wait, did you say loco?
Monica Nevy. Let's hear it for first time appearance.
Thank you, one lady. That's
she
good.
Got thrown into the deep end of a pool with no water in it. Just a candy bar. And she was like, I'm going to do this, and you did it. What would you like to plug?
I have a big tour coming up in the fall. So you can come see me do live stand-up, and I'll announce that on my social media. All my social media is just my name, Monica Nevy, N-E-V-I. And then you can listen to my podcast, Dumb Pitches. It's on YouTube and all of the podcast apps.
Love it. Yep. Yes. Thank you. So, like I said, it's our first time here at the Crocodile. Oh, Hereafter, Ken. That's ties in with your book a little bit.
Have we all been dead for an hour?
Yeah.
Did we all die of heat prostration?
I was.
Thank you to everybody at the Crocodile and Hereafter, and everybody for coming out today. It's a beautiful day in Seattle, and you're all here. I appreciate that, and I hope everybody has a great Dabs Day. And one more time for my guests, Jeff Tate, Ken Jennings, and Monica Nevy. As always, this is an announcement, gentlemen. There will be no questions.